Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who's very grateful to his lovely wife for doing these awesome new intros. Your host, Maceo.
And a giant hello to all our listeners out there. Here we are, Everything EHC again, another little surprise show before camp even starts. Turns out we got 3 weeks until the adults start. There's some stuff that happens before then, obviously, but I'm going to show up on the 22nd, which is 3 weeks from today. I'm very excited about that. So with that in mind, I thought I would do a little special pre-show before we start our Everything EHC programming up at camp. This is something cool I have for you, and when we're done talking about this and listening to this little soundbite I have, I got a little update on camp for you. Okay, so Mike May is a camp legend. He has been a camper as well as a counselor in the early days. And has had a major role in lots of different areas at Enchanted Hills Camp. And not too long ago, he sent me a soundbite of something really cool that I'm going to share with you now. Just to give you a little information about this soundbite, it was made in the early 80s. It was also made for a slideshow. It had a companion slideshow with it, and it was the slideshow was done by Mark Dowlern, I think is the name that I was given. It's the soundbite is 5 minutes and 59 seconds. It's super interesting, a great part of Enchanted Hills camp history. I'm just going to play it for you now, and then we will talk about it when it's all over. We'll dissect it a little bit. And again, I have some updated information about Enchanted Hills camp when this is all over. So enjoy this cool soundbite.
Good morning, everybody out there. This is KEHC Radio. The time is about 7:10, so you should all be thinking about getting up because breakfast is at 8.
The first few days, it was like homesickness and stuff. Like everybody goes through it, I guess, but it was fun all in the end. That's why I kept coming back.
When I was going to school, I had this teacher teaching me Braille, and she mentioned to me about the camp, and I was interested in it because I've never been to one before, and it just sounded good. It's just fun being here, making friends, doing fun activities. There's just a lot of things to do here.
Each person goes to camp for different reasons, and I think that individuality is something that I focus on a lot at camp. The camp is located up in Napa, about 62 miles from San Francisco, on 311 acres, and we have a variety of programs. Basically, the six activities that we offer are horseback riding, swimming, recreation, arts and crafts, music and drama, and nature. And then there's also boating, roller skating, fishing, bowling, and we've also had a class in photography. Each year, it seems that something new is added. Within each one of these programs, there's always something special going on.
I've learned a lot about what it is, I think, to be blind. Before coming here, I'd never spent any great amounts, if any, time with people who are visually impaired. And I was walking with Gary, and he told me that one of the biggest problems for blind people is the way that sighted people think of blind people, underestimating what they can do.
I like the people every year, and all my friends come every year. And I just like coming back to see them and just the people and just to have fun and have a good time.
I was embroidering, and one of the campers was sitting next to me, and she said, "Who's pulling weeds?" And I looked around, and I said, "No one. I'm down in the girls' area. There's no garden here." And she said, "No, but I hear someone pulling weeds." And it was the sound of my embroidery needle going through the cloth. And I stopped, and I did a stitch, and I listened, and she was right. So I think though we have programs and activities, it doesn't matter if there aren't costumes or if there aren't decorations for the dance. The thing is just to listen to them or talk about a common interest, because I learned so much in one day by just listening to the campers.
I don't have a favorite activity. I just enjoy being here.
The sensory area is a unique playground. It has a huge spider web filled with inner tubes, a slide, an aerial chair, some water beds. And it's just a beautiful place to sit back and relax and enjoy the sun filtering through the trees.
You have a feeling of freedom, of peace, of love that I don't think I have felt in the city or anywhere else.
When anybody says, oh, it's in China Hills Camp for the Blind, I don't look at the part that says blind, and I don't even look at the part that says camp. I look at the part that says enchanted. There's something enchanted about this place. It makes people feel really special inside, and it gives off that kind of feeling.
I hire a staff of about 50. That's including 7 who work in the kitchen. There are 3 cooks and 4 kitchen staff members. The average age of the counselors is 22 years old. The first 4 weeks, I have extra counselors that I hire, but what I call mini sessions for blind, multi-handicapped students and deaf-blind students. The staff ratio is 1-to-1, with some counselors added for backup. I felt it was important to give the counselors the responsibility of developing their own unique program each year. And basically, once I've done the hiring, they run the camp.
And here I was with this camper who was scratching me to death, honking at night. I couldn't talk to him. I'd help him put on his shoes, and he'd throw them off at me. Finally, I said, all right, I hate this kid. And as soon as I was honest with myself, suddenly, inside, there was all this room, and I grew to really love him.
Here, I get a chance to be more free, it seems. There's always some kind of a chance to express your talent here, whether it be a talent for acting, singing, poetry, whatever. You get a chance to express it here.
Yippee-i-yo, kaye.
I'm an old
cowhand. I'm an old cowhand.
From the Rio Grande.
From the Rio Grande.
And I learned to ride.
And I learned to ride.
I learned to stand.
For I learned to stand.
I'm a riding fool and I'm up to date. I know every trail in the Lone Star State, cause I ride them all in my 48.
Yippee-i-yo, kaye. Yippee-i-yo, kaye.
Something enchanted about this place.
And there you have it. Comments about Enchanted Hills from 30 plus years ago. We know who some of these people are. I'm going to try to talk to some of these folks to get some more insight on this soundbite. But one of the people we can mention is Mike May's mother, who was the director at the time, O.J. May. We now call OJ Radio OJ Radio because of OJ, but at the time it was KEHC. Right off the bat, we get some cool information there. KEHC Radio. I like it. So we get some expressions from some campers. We get some expressions from a counselor. And then, of course, OJ gives a description of the camp. And then towards the end of the piece, she talks about her hiring process a little bit. Really cool insight from all three facets of camp, which essentially hasn't changed. We say and feel the same way about Enchanted Hills Camp now as we did 30 plus years ago. Awesome stuff. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. If you have more information about it, you want to comment on it, please use the contact page right here on the Everything EHC page at maceo.net, or you can go to the contact page at maceo.net. Either way, let me know if you have more information on this soundbite, any insight, anything. let me know if you were part of it. That would be great. A shout out to Mike May's sister, Diane, who provided the nice picture of OJ, which is underneath here on the website. You can see it, OJ in a nice blue dress from the 80s. So that was provided by Diane. Thank you very much. So as promised, I was going to talk a little bit about what's going on at Enchanted Hills Camp. And, you know, there's been so much work, so much help, so many volunteer groups. I've been following closely on social media and had an opportunity to talk to some of the people who were involved in between all of the busyness that's going on up there. And it just is amazing how much time, effort, energy, and money people have put into keeping Enchanted Hills Camp the way that it is, improving on it even after the fire happened last year. So shout out to all those folks who are making it happen, and we appreciate that very much. I'm going to talk specifically about OJ Radio. We did a little fundraiser on Facebook and raised a little money. I was under the assumption that OJ Radio was completely, you know, not working. I would assume that in the fire, the lines would be burned and speakers would be melted, blah, blah, blah. But we have some new information. Our buddy Just Josh Lintz has arrived at camp. He's getting things ready. I was trying really hard to get up there and work on OJ Radio, but he, you know, jumped in there, made some stuff happen, searched it out, and lo and behold, OJ Radio in Upper Camp is still working. Yes. We still have speakers of OJ Radio running in Upper Camp. So I was talking with Josh about what's going on. He is obviously going to be up there full time this summer. If he's already there, ready to roll, congratulations to him. He will be co-assistant directing with Annalisa, which is really awesome. The two of them working together with Tony, obviously, to make the best summer possible. Josh has also reported to me just yesterday and made it pretty public knowledge. I think it's pretty awesome. If you didn't already know, we got a speaker at the pool this year. So improvements on OJ Radio have been made. And so Mariana, the enrichment area leader this year, will have full functioning OJ Radio happening. We're very excited about that. Thank you to Josh Lintz, Just Josh, for making that happen. So as we wrap up the show here, I just want to say a quick thank you again to Mike May for providing that soundbite and giving us permission to use it, as well as Kate Williams for providing super fun soundbites for this year's Everything EHC programming. I appreciate that very much. And of course, I'm going to try to do 1, 2, maybe 3 more shows here in the next couple weeks before camp actually starts. And then I'm so looking forward to continuing the Everything EHC programming with our campers up at Enchanted Hills Camp 3 weeks from today. All right, everybody, have a great day. See you in a couple weeks. EHC's the place to be.